infection control is extremely important, because hospital acquired infection, if it occurs, usually the bugs that are there are highly multi-drug resistant bugs, whereby patients will suffer a lot and they are not going to be treated so easily. They will need higher antibiotics. It will lead to a higher number of days to be stayed in the hospital for cure of these infections, which will lead to overshooting of the cost, the suffering of the patient, especially in case of ICUs and all. Some people may die because of that also, when the septicemia etc. can occur. So infection control in a hospital is extremely important function on the part of sanitation and housekeeping department. Hospital equipment maintenance. One has to keep all the equipments of the hospital up to date so that there are no failures. You can understand, if the boils machine in the operation theater suddenly conks off or fails, what will happen? It will lead to probably death of the patient also, if immediately you have not got something to take care of that. If the many of the equipments are electrically operated, so if there is any problem with that, one can have electrical hazard also. And hence, as far as possible, the annual maintenance contract should be given for all the equipments. Periodically monitoring and auditing of these equipments, calibration of the equipment should be done, so that they are maintained very well, there are no chances of breakdown, and if at all breakdown occurs also, you should be ready with the alternative source of such an equipment, so that the emergency service in the hospital is not jeopardized. One should replace all the supplies in utility room at the earliest, without any delay. As far as the interior decoration of the hospital is also concerned, it is the duty of sanitation and housekeeping department, whereby it should be a pleasant decoration should be made. In case of pediatric ward, you can have the characters of various cartoons etc., whereby children will be attracted towards that. Proper gardening should be done, and it should be in the surrounding area. Saving electricity by switching off fans, lights whenever they are not in use. It is ideally the duty of all the department people to see to it that they are following the SOS, that is, switch off something whenever it is not in use. But at least in case somebody forgets, it's the duty of the housekeeping department to periodically monitor and do that also, so that cost saving occurs and energy conservation occurs. Various management tasks are also there for sanitation and housekeeping department, for their own department and others as well. Head of department should be a qualified trained officer who should be having a degree in science, and he should be having basic knowledge of the healthcare sanitation, including principles of bacteriology for the prevention and control of infection as well as communicable diseases. This is extremely important, because he is the head of the housekeeping and sanitation department, who is responsible and accountable for maintaining hygiene and healthy environment in the hospital premises. And for that, he should have thorough knowledge about what is meant by health, what is meant by hygiene, what are the various equipments to be used, what are the various antiseptic solutions to be used, what are their properties, etc. And he should be having the aptitude for that, so that he should be having a science degree with basic knowledge of healthcare sanitation, with knowledge about all the bacteriological principles, whereby he knows what do you mean by antisepsis, what do you mean by asepsis, what are the various organisms like bacteria, fungi, viruses etc., and what are their properties, how they can attack human beings, how they can spread the disease etc., whereby once they have got adequate knowledge about that, they can take care of the sanitation properly, and they know the importance of that in a better way, so that they can prevent and control any kind of infection as well as the various communicable diseases. The communicable diseases are those diseases which can spread through touch, air, sputum, urine or stool, anything easily. Sanitation in charge should know about simple facts about bacteriology. They should train this to their subordinates about this, and even train about proper cleaning techniques to be used. Say, hand washing is one of the very, very important aspect in case of hospital to prevent the communicable diseases, and hence they should keep the sanitizers outside every ward, and they should teach every person how to use that and why they should use it, so that the staff as well as the patient and their relatives, whenever they enter, they use that sanitizer for hand wash to prevent infections, especially in isolation wards, communicable disease ward, etc. But everywhere it can be used, ICUs, the pediatric wards. A sweeper can be allotted to work area of 1200 to 1500 square feet. One sweeper per 10 beds round the clock should be available. That means if there are 300 beds, you should have at least 30 sweepers in that hospital, and that also round the clock. That means they can be there for 12 hourly, 2 shifts, or 8 hourly, 3 shifts. All the 3 shifts they should be available. At the same time, one should have 30% leave reserve, and one sweeper, one supervisor for 10 sweepers should be there. Now, security department again is important for a hospital, who can search for employees, vendors periodically, because there are chances of pilferage from store, from the pharmaceutical store, from the wards, from operation theater where the valuables of the patients are removed when a person goes for operation and all, and even the doctors and nurses are changing there. So security department is extremely important. Based on the type and location of the hospital also will vary the number of security personnel required for that hospital. Search for employees, vendors should be done periodically. Separate entry should be there for employees, vendors, patients and their visitors. Checking of visitors and suppliers' vehicles should be done regularly. Installing closed circuit television, issuing visitor passes. Anybody enters visitor pass has to be there with him. One should control for all the keys which are deposited in the security department at the end of the shift. Safety of patients, valuables is very important, because ultimately patients are the god for the hospital, because it is because of them that the hospital runs. So the safety of their valuables has to be taken care of. Special security for cashier cabin, where a lot of cash may be there. Female ward, because there are chances of sexual harassment. Bank extension counter, again where a lot of cash handling can be required to be done. Food service, very important, because finally there are some poor patients, relatives, or some beggars from outside can just enter and steal away some of these food items as well. And food items today are very expensive. Store, where a lot of items are kept, so naturally pilferage is quite common from that in case proper security is not maintained. Pharmacy, all the drugs are extremely expensive. Operation theater, as I told you earlier, and psychiatric patients, where the patients may become violent, and then to control them you need security people immediately, otherwise they can harm the other patients or the medical and paramedical staff in that ward and around. One security guard should be there for 10 beds, and one supervisor should be there at least for every shift. Central sterilization and supply department. The central sterilization and supply department, or CSSD of a hospital, receives, stores, processes, controls and distributes professional supplies and equipment, both sterile as well as non-sterile, to all departments of the hospital for the care and safety of patients. It's an extremely important department also. It's a supportive service, but for a hospital it's very, very important department, because it's going to take care of the sterility of all the equipments. And as you know, all the equipments, the linen etc. required for the operation theater etc. has to be sterile totally, otherwise it can lead to hospital acquired infection and lot of problems for the hospital, and it can create havoc. Three locations are there soil area is there, clean area is there, and sterile area is there in CISSD. The objective of this department is to promote and provide an efficient, economic and uniform services of sterile as well as non-sterile equipment for the care and treatment of all the patients in the hospital. They should provide valuable assistance to purchase department because they have got expertise in knowing what all chemical solutions are ideal and latest, where they have got advantage over the past solutions which were used at times. Say nowadays we are not using formalin at all, it has got carcinogenic properties, but earlier days for hospital operation theater fumigation and all, formalin was used. But nowadays newer and newer chemicals are used which are not harmless, and hence to assist the purchase department to order for these things, they need the experts from CSSD in the selection of goods as well as new products, because they may be doing pre-testing of that and they know what are the various quality measurement to be done for this and how to test them. They supply equipment to highly specialized units including the bacteriology, pathology, virology departments, the operation theaters, casualties, ICUs. They organize efficient maintenance and repair of all equipments. They research for quality of sterilizing processes, whereby they can come to know what are the aseptic precautions to be taken, antiseptic solutions to be used, and 100% quality sterilization has to be done for all the equipments, linen, the suture material, etc., to be used in operation theater. Because in operation theater, if there is a minutest chance of infection, since the body of the patient is open, open access is there, immediately the infection can occur to the patient, and at that time the patient is vulnerable, he cannot do anything, and it can lead to septicemia and a gross problem for the patient for future, and the operation also may fail. They have to, by doing the sterilization by a specialized department, it will save the nursing time. Otherwise earlier days the nurses used to do this. Take active part in hospital infection control committee. Very important member of the hospital infection control committee is a person from CSSD. It is responsible for reducing the length of stay of patients by sterilizing the equipment and material thoroughly. Staffing of CSSD will depend on method of collection and distribution of articles to be autoclaved. There are multiple ways in which this collection and distribution of the autoclaved articles are there in a hospital, and hence based on that method the number of staff required will be different. Number of disposable articles being used in the hospital, if more number of disposable articles are used, then there is no need of sterilization of these equipments and articles, whereby less number of procedures are needed in central sterile department and less number of staff will be required. But of course using the disposable articles are quite expensive for the hospital, and hence the cost has to be borne by the patient ultimately. Repressible articles available for circulation. What is the bed strength of the hospital? Based on the number of beds, number of patients, number of doctors, everything will vary, and based on that the linen, the number of operations, everything will vary, and hence even the staffing of the CSSD will vary. Size of the autoclave, higher the size of the autoclave, less the number of autoclaves required and less the number of staff required to manage that. Type of hospital, whether it is a general hospital, super speciality hospital, or isolation ward is also there, whether it is treating HIV patients or not, all that thing will depend, and accordingly the staffing of CSSD will vary. In a general hospital one should have at least one person in CSSD department per 25 to 30 beds in the hospital. ECG department, electrocardiography department. Staffing will depend on the type of hospital, whether you have got the cardiac cases mainly admitted in your hospital or not, whether you have got angiography, cath lab, etc. or not. So, whether you have got the facility of stress test, 2D echocardiogram, etc. So, staffing will depend on the type of hospital, whether it is a general hospital, multi-speciality hospital, number of beds, size of the hospital, and the number of patients visiting the hospital. So, in OPD also, how many patients are visiting per day, that also will decide about the number of ECGs likely to be taken, and hence the staff of ECG department. One ECG technician usually can take 20 ECGs in one shift of 8 hours. Some other work, if less number of patients in the second or third shift are there, then these ECG technicians can be used for preparing cotton balls or cutting the gauze piece or some of the other minor work. Or they can be trained for some other such investigation whereby they can help in collection of blood or EEG if they can be trained. Develop rapport with the patient. First, they will have to develop rapport with the patient, because ultimately by applying the electrodes on the chest, bare chest of the patient will get disturbed and mentally anxious. So one should first develop the rapport with the patient. One should note down in the register about the name, the IPD or OPD number of the patient, age, sex, his mobile number, the clinical diagnosis, etc., date, timing, etc. Then he should set up the ECG machine. ECG graph is taken by starting the machine. Then cut the graph and mount it on ECG folder and submit it to the cardiologist for reporting. So this is how we have seen the organization of various departments, the staff requirement of various departments in a hospital. And once we know the type of hospital, the kind of services that are being provided in the hospital, the mentality of some of the department's staff, especially laundry, linen, or the sweepers, class 4 employees and all, where they are more likely to remain absent, so 30% reserve will be needed. The importance of the department, where again CSST, pharmacy, lab, etc., where also you may need 30% leave reserve if required, because you can't run these departments without proper staff. And the speciality of the hospital also will vary, and accordingly you should have sufficient number of staff to take care of the hospital services, whereby one can give quality services to the patient to the utmost satisfaction of the patient. Thank you.